Let's continue.
The first Jews in Samaria.
Instead of being summoned on the Rambam with the warrants.
Okay, let's look again. Im nim sabsul, again, one more time. Ein ches, ches. Im nim sabsul b'sevitar in the sparadim b'sim nechav dalad. The im nim sabsul b'yem sakriya samaftia. Okay, let's say we find the psul in the middle of Kriya Samaftir. What do we do then? Im hu maftir shol chayva sayayim. If it's the maftir of the chayva sayayim, we're going to be yamtif, of Shabbos, or Shchodesh, or Shkolim, chodayme, shemaitzin sefer Torah ach acher lemaftir. If it's during the day when we take out a separate sefer Torah, oz dinik kemo b'parasha acheres, then the din is kemo b'parasha acheres, and if it's a special maftir, so we have to take out a special, we have to follow the rules, which basically according to the sheet of the Kitchen Aruch is that you stop in the middle, take a new sefer Torah, and you make a bracha acharona, or like we discussed. That's when you have a separate sefer Torah for a special maftir. But what about maftir on a regular Shabbos? The way we do maftir on a regular Shabbos is a modern convention. It's not Ikar Hadin. Really, Mikar Hadin, there's no need to have a maftir. The only thing you need to do, the last aliyah, Shvihi, is the maftir. We have a custom to give an extra aliyah for the one that gets maftir. We'll see why. Avol b'Shabbos pshuta. He explains here in detail. We'll hold the lumnus. B'Shabbos pshuta. Shamaftir chayzev ikar mashachar ha-shvihi. On a regular Shabbos, what is the custom? The custom is that the maftir, he reads over what it's shvihi. It's not so. He doesn't read over the whole Shvi. He just reads over the last Yipsukim. There's only, how many, I think there's only one Parsha where Shvi is Maftir. It's a trivia question. Vayishlach? Not Vayishlach. Yitzavim, Vayelech?
Ekev.
Not Ekev, I don't know.
Ekev, yeah?
There's only one Parsha where the Maftir is...
And Yitzavim has Shvi Revi Maftir, something like that.
There's only one parasha with Shvi is identical to Maftir. Okay, then there's another parasha where there's the Chumashim, which you go, how many psukim you go back. There are different customs, or whatever it is. She'ein zo selim shem kvodatah. Now, here he explains something very important. What's the reason why, in today's times, when we have Maftir, the one that we give the bracha to, which parasha? Aiken. That's the only one, or the only parasha where. What about Nitzan Vayelech? Are those also?
Vayelech, no.
No? It's a different maftir for Shvi? Okay. Even when it's one parsha.
My grandson knows about that.
Even when it's one parsha.
Even when it is one parsha. Nitzavim is the one. Even Nitzavim is the one that has the Shvi Revi maftir.
For some reason I was thinking like
Shvi Revi maftir.
Shvi Revi, yeah, you're right. It's a very long
maftir.
So the only one is going to be Akef. That's the only one. Okay.
Nitzav.
So those are the two. Those are the two. The two parashios which you have the same. Okay. Now he explains the basic, very important insight. What is the reason why in a regular Shabbos we call the maftir? Really, when we call the maftir, we only want to call up for the haftarah. Think about it. When the person who gets maftir on a regular Shabbos, we have no intent to call him up to learn from the Torah. That was not the intent. The intent was we want to give you to read the haftarah. But if we would give you to the haftarah, it would be a bezayin. That we're giving you only the haftarah. You only learn Navi and you don't learn Chumash. You come to the Kolel and you learn Navi, you learn Ksuvim, and you don't learn Chumash. It's a bezayin. It's a bizarre to do such a thing. You have to first make a bracha on Chumash, on Torah, before you make a bracha on him. So therefore, in order not to insult the Torah, we repeat the end of the parasha. But Meikar Hadin, it's not necessary. Meikar Hadin, we give seven aliyas, period, and then we call the person to read the Haftarah. So B'dyevin, we have an unusual situation, let's say a psul in Sefer Torah, let's say you lane Shvi, you lane the last aliyah of the Sefer Torah, and then the Baal Kari is laning and everything is going good, but the person that gets the aliyah, he notices something is wrong, and then he makes the bracha. And then he says, can we take a look at the Sefer Torah one more time? I think I noticed something was not exactly right. They open it up and they say, you know you're right. I'm missing a letter, missing a word, or something over here is not right. And the rabbi passing the Sefer Torah is puzzled. So what would you think to do? So we'll take out another Sefer Torah. So we already finished all seven aliyahs. All seven aliyahs were read. And a bracha achrona was recited on the last aliyah. So you would now think that in order to make to repeat for the maftir, we'll take out another Sefer Torah. The answer is no. Maftir is not something that l'chatchila we want to begin with, to read from the Sefer Torah. The only reason why I do this is from Kavod HaTorah. We don't want to insult the Torah by having a person read from the Haftarah without learning from the Torah. But in this situation where it would be necessary to take out a new Sefer Torah, we do not, and we just go right to the Maftir. So on this Shabbos, you're going to end davening 2 minutes earlier, because you're not going to be laning, you're only going to have seven Kuruim, you're not going to have the eighth, the Maftir.
Well,
it
could take you that long.
To find out what to do.
So, what happens if you have a fine shul during the week?
Same thing. What do you mean?
In other words, Monday morning, the fine shul.
Yeah. So we'd say.
Something told me you just keep going.
No such thing. What you do is we learn the Kitzur Shochanach. He said that you can learn from a different Chumash. The Kitzur Shochanach said that. If you don't have another Sefer Torah. You do the same exact thing. You find a psalm, you learn anything from psalm, you make the bracha achrayim, you take another sefer Torah. According to the Mechaber, you take a sefer Torah right away, you take a new sefer Torah. But you must learn from only a kosher sefer Torah. If it's possible, there is a minog, he brings a stand that you can be goyel to a different chumash. If you're learning from Devarim, so roll it back to Bamidbar. And learn a few psalm from any parasha in Bamidbar. You have to just learn Torah. 3 days without Torah, it's not necessarily the parasha Shavua. The Chatchila, we learn the parasha Shavua. I mean, I'm sure this happens. Assumptions. What happens if you learn the wrong? You learn the wrong parsha. I'm sure that happens. I'm sure that happens. They call it, okay. Maybe on Shabbos it doesn't happen, but I'm sure on a Monday and Thursday, it happens. They open up the Sefer Torah and they open up the wrong parsha and they start learning. What are you doing? You're learning from the wrong parsha, so you're in trouble. I mean, once the guy makes the bracha. There's no different amud. I mean, you're ready, you're finished. So what do? So you finish, because it's not Yitzhi. You don't have to bedafka lane from.
Well, they usually say, you know, if they caught it before he started laning, the guy made a
bracha.
The wrong amud.
So he has to go.
He makes another bracha.
They have to move. Even Monday and Thursday. Okay, so you have to stop making the bracha. Okay. A rabbi has to know these halachas. There's no time to look them up. You've got to know the halachas on the spot. Your heart has
to.
Oh, very good. I think the rabbi doesn't know.
Wait. You say the rabbi has to know. We had a dilemma, Shabbos and Shul. What happened? Middle of landing, they come over to me. Do you know where the Marlin is? I said, I have no idea. Nobody knew. In the middle of landing, nobody knew where the Marlin is. What are you going to do?
Look at a calendar.
No, they didn't have any. So what happened? We dispatched the guy
to another shul. He never had to memorize it.
I used to memorize it when I was a guy in the other shul.
Okay. Let's start from four lines down. We don't want it to be the same, therefore tiknu shehamaftir, that Hakan is the one that gets to read the Haftarah, should first learn from the Torah yikra tchila gam b'torah lahara shakriya b'torah hi ikra, to show reading Torah is the ikra. Now b'zeh, in this situation, if we find the psul after we finish the seventh aliyah, ein maitzin sefer Torah acher elo goymer b'sefer Torah zeh. Or what he seems to be saying is,
you started.
Even if you start, you're in the middle. That's what he seems to be saying. He says you don't make a bracha achrayna. That's what this is the shitasai. This is the shita of, I think the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this. This is the shita of the Mechaber. Remember again, the Kitzur Shochanach works with the Mechaber, and the theme is you never make a bracha acharena when you know the Sefer Torah in front of you is pasul. If I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this pesak halacha. Even let's say you are right. Let's if you're already laying, but even if you lay in three psukim, I think in Mishnah we're still disagreeing. Because over here you can't
No, I'm saying that. But if you end only two psukim, will you make a bracha?
Everyone will agree. Then Mishnah also agrees that you don't make a bracha right now. But even if you've lain here, let's say, but this is the maftir. See, this is the maftir. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you would have to in order to make the. But let's just see. The ein mevarach bracha achrayna. You don't make according to the shita of the mechaber. You finish laning the maftir to the very very end. You finish laning to the very very end, and you don't make a bracha achrayna. Very interesting. The haftarah ame bebrachos. Of course, you make the brachos with the haftarah. The imnim sabsul, fine. The imnim sabsul kaidem sheberach bracha rishayna. If you find the psul before you make the bracha rishayna on the maftir, the nira diyesh lahoitzi sefer Torah acher, then you should take out another sefer Torah for the seventh aliyah. The im ain sefer Torah acher. For the maftir, okay. For the,
But isn't that what you just read from the seventh?
Yeah, I know. So you found the psul that you didn't find in the seventh aliyah, you found it later.
You have to go back to the seventh.
Wait, I'm confused here. The im nimsa psul kaidem shivarech. Wait, what's one? The im nimsa psul, you find the psul kaidem sheberach bracha rishayna. Where are you up to now? Where we are up to? We are up to the which aliyah? We're up to the maftir? Okay.
But then you found a mistake.
You landed already seven aliyahs.
Right.
And now you're about to.
Up, and then you say, oh, wait a minute, there's a mistake here before you made the brachas.
So now, since you already called them up, you have no choice but to take out a new Sefer Torah. Since you already called, I guess the point is you already called them up. The Im Nimsa Psul Kaidim
Sheberach. Because there was a Psul in the seven aliyahs.
No, but you already got past the seventh aliyah.
No, but there was a mistake in that.
That doesn't matter. Let bygones be bygones. That's clear. We don't care what was the past. That's certainly clear. We don't care about that. Whatever was, was. That's okay. But I think the point is, since we already called them up, so now we have a problem.
You just say the brachas on their own.
No, but we called them up for the Torah. I don't think it's not getting called for maftir. We call them for maftir. You're calling them up to the Torah. But the way people look at it is first you're being called up to the Torah. If we talk, didn't know, like in the previous example where the Sefer Torah was, they found them in the middle of the seventh aliyah. So we finish off the seventh aliyah and we're done. We're not going to repeat. So now when we're calling them up, we're only calling them up for the brachas, for the haftarah. But in this situation, okay, I'm not sure. In this situation, we seem to be calling up for the Torah. Yim nimsa psul kodem shebirach bracha rishayna, nira, diyesh lo haitzi sefer Torah acher. Or maybe what he means over here is they find themselves before the seventh aliyah. Let's say they didn't lay in it for the, but that should be similar. If they found themselves before they lay in the seventh aliyah, it should be posh that he makes the bracha. V'im nimsa in the new sefer Torah. V'im nimsa psul kodem shebech bracha rishona near the yesh loitzi sefer Torah acher. V'im ein sefer Torah acher. Oz mi shiyale b'achroina. Hu yoymer haftara. So then there is no sefer Torah. So what could you possibly do? So then the one that got the last aliyah, he should read the haftara. Im habrachos. V'im adayin loy amru hakadish. Yoymru hu li'achar haftara. If they did not yet say kadish, they should say the kadish after the haftara. Why in this situation they say because the Kaddish after the Haftarah? After the Maftir.
Before Maftir.
You would say it
between the seventh Aliyah and Maftir.
But since in this situation we're not laning the getting again, so therefore Mamela we save the Kaddish until after the Haftarah is done. Okay, let's see over here on the bottom halachi on the
Gimel. What would happen if you went through? There was an error in the maftir, and you had gone through where the Shvi got it, and the maftir got it, and then somebody said, oh, there's a mistake there.
Say it again, what happened?
In other words, you went through, and the Shvi got it, you said Kaddish, you pulled the maftir, and then you realize after you finished the Adaliyah that there's an error there.
I think you don't do. You don't. But that's what it's saying over here. You already called them up.
No, you went through the Aliyah. In other words, you went through. The maftir aliyah was red.
For sure you're done. Then there's nothing to talk about. Once you already did it, then you find the psul after.
They'll just
finished. Once you already got through. If you already got through, then you don't go back. You never go back. Once.
You don't know it until after.
As long as you were not aware that there was a psul at the time, you did not paskin the halacha, the sefer Torah is past the time when the bracha was made, then everything that you read until that point counts. So then, for sure, in that case, he would not do it again. So let's look over here on the bottom. The bottom over here, this is a very controversial issue. Halacha Yidal, I heard Rav Hirschach talk about this issue. And he spoke about Rav Soloveitchik, his minig on this. On the bottom, Halacha Gimel Yidei Chavas Kriya Ayin Barama. What happens if you live in a community where the shul did not lay in one Shabbos? It was a snowstorm. Okay, it happened in a hurricane. When did it happen? It happened in Florida during the election season. Hurricane season. So this could happen. You have shuls, communities where you're not allowed to leave the shul. You're not allowed to leave the shul. People should stay indoors, and in shul they don't. No one comes to shul on Shabbos. So all the people in the shul did not hear last week's parsha. So what do you do the following week? So in batlu hakriya b'Shabbos achas yishlumu b'Shabbos haba. So he paskins that following week you should learn two parshios. Okay, it's an amazing chiddush. The tzibur shall learn two parshios. This is the shita of the Ramah. The ayin sham b'mishne bura. The nefshel lekuros b'shabbes b'mincha. It's better, preferred that instead of waiting until the next week, you shall learn it on that week itself by mincha the parsha. Yikru oz v'hu midagol ruhar mevava. This comes from the dagol mevava. V'sham v'chein kasab shal shuvus mahari asad. Now, where else? This is very common when you have a difference between Eretz Yisrael and America. Yeah. When you have a stake of the Yoma, and the parshas are not in sync. So then there is a custom. Well, let's say the people are traveling. They're traveling travelers from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lars. They're going to miss a parsha. So if you search enough, you look around far enough, you'll find a special minyan, a mincha minyan on Shabbos for people who are traveling this week to make up the parsha, either Eretz Yisrael to America or America to Eretz Yisrael, depending on the situation of how it works out. Bereshis, only one way. It's only one way.
What happened this year? By Pesach.
By Pesach, because Shvi'i Pesach. Pesach is Shabbos. So they already start. So we have to make up. Okay.
This year coming and the next.
So when you have this situation, so the best thing is to make it up by Mincha. That is what it says in the Dagmar Vav. Va'ayin b'shar Ephraim. Shekos av dekar b'shabbos haba. He disagrees. You don't do it. The zman to read the parish is not Mincha. The proper zman to read the parish is only on Shabbos. So you should wait until the following Shabbos. The ayin. When you lay in two parshios, you should do it like what we normally do, where the aliyah, which is mechaber, the two parshios is revi. Always the fourth aliyah is the aliyah which is mechaber two parshios. Don't just lay in seven aliyahs and then lay in the last aliyah a whole parsha, or and break it up that way. You should break it up in a way like we break it. We normally read the two parshas. V'yamim b'shabur d'shabadlu hakriyim b'parshas v'yichi ein likros in parshas shemos. You can't go and join together two chumashim v'yichi with shemos. The yevshu l'chaber b'shnei sfarim. The yeshem stam says l'olam sham. Some disagree. Hold on, you can even mechaber two parshas even to go from one chumash spans the next chumash. V'yamim b'sefer shemin hamar. The yikru gimel parshas gimel parshas. Diyikru Gimel, three aliyos parash vayichi, v'dalid b'parasha shmos. Don't be mechaber them. And when you want to break up chumashim, you don't go from one chumash to the next chumash within one aliyah. That's the point he wants to make. He holds like a pshara. One holds you can do, one you can't do it. Pshara is three aliyos in one parash and four aliyos in the other parash in a different chumash. Also, shail, if you miss another very controversial question, there are different customs. If you miss Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, can you make it up by Mincha? This talk by Rav Hirschach, to talk about their Yeshadar, he had this problem often. Because he would travel from Boston to New York to deliver Shiurim, and sometimes he was not able to daven with a minyan on a Monday, Thursday. And he would always daven Mincha in his classroom with the Talmidim, and I don't know how he did it. He needed, I don't know exact details of to everyone. They woke up late in the shir. They did not get here. Kriya Satara is a lot of do it.
His shir was always the same time. Rabbi Shaber was 9:00 to 12:15.
9:00 to 12:15. So he had to wait. So maybe they came back.
Monday, Tuesday. That's it.
They had to come back later. So he mentions this. He mentioned he did this. He did this. That he indeed would lay, when he would miss Kriya Satara, he would ask the boys to stick around and they would lay and they would do Kriya Satara by Mincha on his behalf. And he managed, Rav Hershel mentioned, he went to all the sources, encyclopedic knowledge, he quotes all these little oisius, katanis, you don't even know what they're there. And he found all these fascinating marmakoimais, basically he showed that there are different opinions on this matter. Some hold you can do it, and some hold you can't do this. But it's obviously, his custom was, no problem, you can do it.
Twelve tape recorders.
Wow.
12.
Wow. Wow, okay. Don't miss Pa, why?
They have the
three parshas.